on starships, rocks, and lies. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of February 26, 2025. Sometimes matrixed space news from official space agencies like NASA gets my attention. I usually let them pass as they are to me just more of the false structure that keeps the matrix of Earth going and existing. It is simply too much to be dissecting every single piece of scientific space news that I see. After all, I know I cannot compete with them and all their compelling and well-structured cosmology that in the end does not reflect the truth of what exists outside planet Earth. This even though some parts of the official cosmology do turn out to be true, the reasons and the explanation behind those simply do not hold water. The official cosmological version, the one mainstream science accepts as real, is based on a series of self-fulfilling and self-sustained mathematical models that back up and explain their science of physics and, therefore, is the foundation for a well-established and well-developed, logical set of theories that attempt to explain how the universe works. They are highly convincing, as one scientific theory is backed by mathematical models, which in turn are supported by physics, in a reciprocating manner. But although they are compelling and convincing, they act as a standalone complex reality explaining system that only elucidates empirical reality, partially at best. One of the biggest reasons why science on Earth cannot explain cosmology is because it is based on a very limited mathematical model which lacks two very necessary digits, being base 10 and not base 12 as just about everyone uses outside the planet. Although base 12 mathematics is more or less understood on Earth, I say more or less because they apparently do not go as deep as they do with their base 10, I mean, as far as I know, they do not use it for super complicated formulas applied to astrophysics. The problem with the base 10 mathematical models, especially when applied to astrophysics, is that it locks the energetical interactions and processes of the cosmos into what we call the material world, or the world of the living, therefore it also limits the perception of whoever is using that model. In other words, the science and mathematics of Earth are deliberately designed to lock the perception of its inhabitants into a highly materialistic point of view only, leaving all other more subtle subjects such as spirituality, emotions, and everything that goes on in the astral realms, simply as curiosities, creations of the human imagination, lies, and so on. This is to the point where if something astral or paranormal is proven to exist, they will always want to explain it away with simple scientific terms, or if the proof of this or that particular paranormal event is overwhelming, they will always say that, quote, it must have some scientific explanation. End quote. Everything does have a scientific explanation, or almost, but it depends on what science. Therefore, to describe more things you need a much more expanded science and methods, such as the one most interstellar civilizations use, which is not perfect either and cannot explain everything, yet, it certainly can elucidate a lot more than what Earth science can. The limited capacity of Earth science is one of the main mechanisms that keep the matrix alive and functioning, as it validates notions like humans evolving on planet Earth from ape-like ancestors, and the idea that humans only exist on Earth, that extraterrestrials cannot be visiting Earth because it would take them, like forever, to travel from their planet to Earth, and so on. Then we have the Cabal cards, which supposedly dictate the sequence of the agendas the powers at B will impose onto the people of Earth. Some of the last cards, if not the last two, if I remember correctly because I am writing this from memory, are the asteroid scare and then the false alien invasion, which would end up uniting the peoples of Earth, and implementing the brand new globe order. And then we have Oumuamua, the allegedly strange cigar-shaped asteroid that came by Earth's general location in the year 2017, supposedly the first object ever recorded as clearly coming from outside this solar system. It quickly started a heated debate among Earth scientists, to the point where some claimed that it could possibly be an extraterrestrial probe, or something along those lines, and not some simple random rock. As I see things, it is the perfect combination of dangerous asteroid and extraterrestrial spaceship, therefore very good at furthering their propaganda and incoming scare agendas. But now, what I see about Oumuamua is that it is utter nonsense, and only a fat lie coming from secret society-controlled, mainstream space agencies, part of the disinformation program against humanity, and more of the same forced cosmology that does not reflect the external empirical reality. And I am bringing Oumuamua up as a subject because I got word that either it is returning, or there is another one inbound, and this time it is being followed by several smaller similar objects as if they were escorting it. I see this as connected to last year's drone scare, as it also serves to further the notion of the possibility of an alien invasion, as well as pointing the public's attention towards asteroids, such as the supposedly dangerous one that allegedly could impact Earth in the year 2032. From my point of view, such space objects like Oumuamua make no sense, as it is way smaller than the average large starship, of which there are always like 1,000 larger than 1 kilometer ships orbiting the planet at any time. Oumuamua is only between 200 and 240 meters, according to what I just researched online. So I think you get my drift. It begs the question, how is it that all those official, mainstream space agencies can detect a faraway, small cigar-shaped object moving at speed across this solar system, and not all those parked starships in Earth's orbit? It is not because all those starships are, quote, in another density, it is simply because all those Earth scientists are trained to ignore them, perhaps some are even threatened to shut their mouths up. This perhaps is mostly for astronomers, although remember that they use telescopes which can only focus on very far away objects, which make up for a very small fraction of the night sky, although how they manage to fully ignore the presence of so many large ships, puzzles me. I can't get to a full explanation to how. This is also because back in the year 2016, there was a guy online, in the now extinct Google+, and perhaps also on YouTube, who used to upload enhanced photographs of parked starships in Earth's orbit. He got off his simple but powerful telescope. He used to call them chariots if I remember correctly, and he ended up having an online fight with Anika of Tema, formerly of this group, with which he was briefly in contact. I don't know why or over what they fought. By the way, just to be clear, I was told all this some time ago, by some of my Tejetan friends. I did not live that, so I don't have any direct memory of those events. The fact is that at least some people have seen and recorded parked starships in Earth's orbit, but as we can see, they are never validated and are quickly classified as fruitcakes, if you know what I mean. About Oumuamua, I will say this directly, from here, I don't see it anywhere. We don't know what the heck they are talking about, as no recorded object mildly resembling that thing, or perhaps we are misclassifying another existing one, who knows. There are countless space rocks and asteroids near or around Earth and any other planet all the time, passing or moving along at various distances, and are mostly not a threat. The fact is that Earth scientists look at one particular object that serves their agendas, or they make it up entirely, all this as they ignore what is in front of their very noses, all those parked starships orbiting Earth. And I don't doubt that they may suddenly start to see them, as their presence certainly can be useful as part of the staging of the false alien invasion. We will see as time moves on, and so do their agendas against humanity. Talking about space rocks, asteroids, and starships, the most common shape of starship in all the known cosmos, and the one most interstellar cultures use, especially those who are new to so-called long-distance space travel, is not the disk, or flying saucer, as most people would think, it is the hollowed-out asteroid. Those new space-bearing civilizations, of all types, kinds, and races, grab a suitable rock or asteroid, one which is firm and mostly metallic, and they hollow it out. Then they place an engine at the rear, and a control bridge in front, as well as whatever else they need, and they are ready to go. The hollowed-out asteroid is a good idea for a ship for many reasons. First, it gives them a free hull, as they do not need to manufacture one from scratch, and it is also very thick and resistant to impacts from other smaller celestial objects. And second, it gives those new space dwellers a perfect camouflage from their potential enemies, and from whatever unknowns they may encounter during their travels. Of course, as their science advances, and as a consequence of their own space travels and the other more advanced cultures they start to interact with, they quickly discover better starship building methods and materials, and with the advent of state-of-the-art defensive shields and weapons, camouflage as such is rendered obsolete. So, hollowed-out rocks and asteroids are an excellent option for new interstellar civilizations that just discovered hyperspace, and how to manipulate it to their convenience. So, after a certain high level of technological advancement is reached, the most common starship shape is the called science fiction model, or models, with their infinite variations. If a starship is larger than a certain unspecified point, many civilizations, such as the Andromedans, or the Arcturians, tend to use spheres as a preferred shape for their starships, even though they also use any other shape in their smaller craft. A sphere is a logical shape for extra-large craft, as in space you do not have a clear idea or notion of where is up and where is down, and as they are so large, they are incapable of landing on any planet, therefore the classic science fiction-shaped spacecraft is useless in their case. Another last point I want to share with you today is that from the point of view of most believers in the flat globe theory, if the mainstream space agencies are lying, then the Earth must be flat. They also state that there are no existing clear photographs of Earth from space, I mean all of Earth, not just suborbital ones, supposedly because no one can leave the planet. I see this as correct as there aren't any of those photographs, but their conclusions are misleading. I am quite convinced that the real reason why there aren't any photographs of Earth from afar is because of all the parked large starships around it, and all the politics involving the potential presence of a starship in a position to take such photographs, including the Galactic Federation's Prime Directive and so on. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.